Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It's Shamika Tia. Today is Monday, October 15th, 2018, and today's show is titled Part 2, Is Jesus God? And what we'll do is a quick recap from last show, Part 1, which was weeks ago. I do apologize for the delay. Monday's pretty busy sometimes. But nevertheless, we're here tonight, right? I'll give you a brief introduction. I'm 42 years old. I live in Georgia. I'm the mother of one male child. I'm studying and growing in the Word, and I've invited you to take the journey with me. I invite you to get out your own Bibles, and I'll be reading from the King James, and I like to read the 7 rules regarding prophecy before we get going. And I do apologize for the late show. We have a revival going on this week in my neighborhood, and I went tonight. It was really good. It's called One Cry. I don't know if they come to your neighborhood too, but if you do see something that pops up for One Cry Conference, it's like a revival, definitely go. What they do is merge all the churches together in the neighborhood, and we worship, and they teach, and they have like a message that you can pick a speaker. It's really powerful. So anyway, the 7 rules regarding prophecy. The first rule is to understand prophecy as history written beforehand. The second rule is to understand, give the same meaning to words of prophecy as you do the words of history. The third rule, do not seek for hidden meanings. Fourth rule, do not think prophecy must be fulfilled before it can be understood. Fifth rule, do not interpret God's own interpretation of anything in prophecy. The sixth rule, take all prophecy literally unless it is clear that it cannot have a literal meaning, and then get the literal truth conveyed by the figurative language. And the last rule, number 7, let the Bible be its own interpreter, especially for this show. Is Jesus God? Is Jesus God? That's, like I said in part one, it's been a debate forever. It's been a dispute forever. And the reason why that is because people don't understand God's creation. They don't understand their own makeup. Those that I'm Facebook friends with, did you see that video I posted with KRS-One? I am so glad that a little bit, I suffer from insomnia, like I'd be up all night. But thank God I was up that night because I stumbled across that video. And actually, KRS-One was doing like a demonstration. He had this word on a card that said rock star. And he was like, now say the word without letting it come out of your mouth. So obviously, we can speak in our minds. And then he was like he really broke down what that other voice is, and it lets you know that we too are a trinity as well. Everything that God made is a trinity. If y'all didn't get that show that I did a while back, it was called Creation, the outer, the inner, the core. Everything God made has an outer core. Has an outer, an inner, and a core. An egg has a shell, then it has the yolk. It has the shell, then it has the egg whites, and then it has the yolk. An orange, it has a peel, it has the pulp, it has the seeds. Likewise, God himself is also a trinity. We are a trinity. We're in his image. We're a trinity. Everything, a plant, is a trinity. Everything has an outer, an inner, and a core. So I guess that's why it's been a huge debate in the theology world. Is Jesus God? Some say yes, some say no. You also need to understand, we too, like I said, we're in God's image, and the fallen virus form of God's image, but we're still in his image and in his likeness, and we have children. Like we were given the gift of reproduction as well. And our kids are us. They're us, but they're not us. You know what I'm saying? They're a form of us. They got everything about us. They got our eyes, our ears, our nose, our teeth, our hair, our hands, our bone structures, everything about us, we pass down to our children. So it's important. Two things you got to understand when you want to ask the question, is Jesus God, or even take that, tackle that debate, is understanding creation, and two, understanding that we too have the gift of reproduction. And everything that we, every child we make is really us, just us-ish, if that makes sense. Okay? I see we got a lot of callers on the line. If you are on the line and during the show, if you have a question or a comment, don't be afraid to press #1, and then I can unmute your mics. If you're joining via Facebook video and you would like to call in and speak, the guest dial-in number is 563-999-3682. Again, that's 563-999-3682. 563-999-3682. And if you do call in and you want to just listen in silence, that's fine. Remember, if you have a question or comment, you have to press #1, and then I can see, like, it gives us a notification that you have a question or comment, and then I can unmute your mic. Okay? You can also post your comments online here at Facebook. I can see that. I'm going to attempt to open up the chat box in case you want to join incognito. We aim to please here. Whatever form you want to join, you can. And if you want to post in the chat box, if I can get it up, you can. However you want to join, feel free to. It's not coming up. Scratch the chat box. I'm not even trying to play with this chat box tonight. I don't feel like changing my mood, messing with these electronics. Let me try one more thing. I just clicked on the flash. Let's see if it goes through. Yeah, it looks like it's going. There we go. Let the games begin, right? Looks like it's going to go through. No, it's not going through. I might mess with it. If you will, you could still be in the chat room. I just won't be there. All right? Okay. So I read the 7 rules of God and prophecy. Let's do a quick recap so that if you didn't have the opportunity to listen to part 1, you're not totally lost, so you can just kind of continue what we're going to start off today. Anyway, I covered the danger in not understanding the Trinity, which I just covered. I see what I wrote. Oh, Jesus, the way that she's lying. I wrote down why this subject is so important. Because somebody might say, who cares if Jesus is God? Oh, he's not God. If you're a believer, you're a believer. And I get that. But those be the same people that when you hear them pray, they're not praying to God. And nor are they using the name. Like, they praying all over the place. Like, they don't know how to pray. So that's what the problem is. If you don't know how to pray, you're not going to really get your prayers answered. God was very specific about how to pray. Jesus was very specific on how to pray. And you got people praying to Jesus, which, like I said, that's fine, but you want to direct your prayers. You want to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus for the Holy Spirit. So that's why it's such a very important subject. If by the time I'm done with the show, what I'm hoping to accomplish is not to cause further confusion. I'm trying to bring understanding, because this is stuff that I didn't know either. And when you find out, you're like, oh, wow, well, I've been doing this all wrong. And then you start doing it the correct way, and then all of a sudden God is answering you right away. Boom, 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 you're moving and you're shaking, and he's speaking to you, and he's downloading, and then y'all kind of in communication, and he show you himself. Everything is just opening up, and I'm like, oh, my God, wow, who knew? So that's what I'm trying to clear up the confusion. And God always says be ready with an answer and clear up disputes. I mean, we're not here to debate. If I'm going to really debate, I'd like to get a stipend for that. But I'm here to settle the debate and settle the dispute. if that makes sense, okay? So also why this is such an important subject is because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to the Father is through him. So you got people that link them both in one. And like I said, the danger behind doing that is because then they just start sending their prayers up to God without including the name of Jesus. That's very dangerous. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that. It's not going anywhere. That's like putting a package in the mailbox with no postage. You can't do that. The mailman is not going to pick that package up. You must have postage. You must have a return address. You must have a recipient address. Like, there's things you got to do before you just package this perfect letter or package. Likewise, with with this whole spiritual walk, it's not even about praying. It's like the whole spiritual walk. You want to be sure of who you are. You want to be sure of where you're going. You want to be sure in what you're doing. I mean, if your spiritual walk is like the biggest part of your life, why wouldn't you want to get it right? You know what I'm saying? That's like being an employee at a job and you doing your job wrong the whole time and nobody won't stop you and say, hey, you know, every time you hand this in, I got to go back and do damage control, right? I mean, that's in vain. Like, why are you even working here if you're doing everything wrong? So let's get this right. Let's get it right. Let's let God be the teacher this time, not really man. And not, like I said, I love pastors. I'm actually studying to be a pastor myself. But make sure you are studying under a leadership that actually is hearing from God, because they'll lead the flock astray. And especially in these days, God already told us that there's going to be plenty of false prophets, plenty of false doctrines, plenty of false teachers and false Christs and this and that, nick, neck, patty, whack, and they're giving dogs bones. Okay, so let's not fall under that umbrella, because God also said in the scriptures that they can't fool the elect. So you want to be the elect and have God be the teacher and have God guide you and lead you to the right congregation? Or do you want to just take matters into your own hand and call yourself a God, and worse, be praying incorrectly and you'd be just lost and confused and no fruit behind anything you're doing? This is the biggest major part of your life. Imagine praying all your life and never ever once hearing from God, never ever once getting prophecy from God, never ever once getting your prayers answered. I mean, that's got to be a very, very frustrating, lonely road that I would never travel down, because after a while I'll stop and be like, wait a minute, what's the point of this all again? You know what I mean? Like most non-believers, I don't see the point in going to church. I don't see the point in praying. I don't see the point in this. They don't see the point. And I get that. There is no point if they don't see it. But we should be living proof that this scripture and all the invitations included in it works. You should be a living vessel that this works. You should be a living vessel that there is a real God. You should be a living vessel that you can say and have anything you want in the name of Jesus. Like, we should be living vessels, representatives here on the earth is what we are as believers. And unfortunately, we're not doing a good job. So let's correct our behavior and get it right this time. Last show I covered I'm still giving a quick recap. Last show I covered Emmanuel, but you got to have a son, you're going to call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. E, that one was spelled with an E. I covered the difference between it spelling with an E and the difference in it Emmanuel being spelled with an I. Don't have anybody tell you that's an incorrection or a misspelling in the Bible. It's not. I broke that down first show. It's not a misspell. It's not a typo. There is a translation, Emmanuel, and a translation, Emmanuel with an I. I covered Yeshua. What else did I cover? Oh, we covered Revelation 12. We really, really broke that down, because Revelation 12 is very important, especially that actually seals the deal if Jesus is God or not, right in Revelation 12. A lot of people will try to debate and say that it's all symbolic and all that other stuff. And if that was the case with Revelation 12, then there wouldn't be no devil here on earth tormenting us, like it says. I mean, it says what it says, and we live in what it says. So why would you say it's symbolic and it's not? It's, the language doesn't say it literally. Like, why would you think that if we are living literal proof that it is literal? Right? Okay. What else did we cover? Oh, I also covered what God said to me right before that show started, because I was like, God, give me some, you know, because after a while, when I started studying for it, I was like, but every scripture that says you're not, 10 more says you are. My God, I'm getting confused studying for the show. And then he sealed the deal right before the show started, and he said, if he was God, he would not have had dominion on the earth. So I said, oh, yeah. But then, in the same breath, if he was not God, then he wouldn't be able to atone for sin, because flesh and blood can't really atone for sin. But then you got to think, that's two. And then three is, well, Jesus wasn't a regular created flesh being. He was put in there through the Holy Spirit. So you got to take all of this stuff into account. You can't just grab one scripture and run with it and base your whole life on the one scripture. You're supposed to be studying it, cross-referencing this and that, keeping account of the points that the other scriptures make, like, you know what I'm saying? Like they do in the courthouse. They don't just take one person's statement. They take it as a whole, and they compile all the evidence together, and then they make a decision, right? Yes. Okay, I also covered Matthew 1:23. Those were the Emmanuel scriptures. We went to Isaiah chapter 7 and Isaiah chapter 9, covered the Emmanuel with the I scriptures. And just to recap, the difference between Emmanuel with an I means that's the Hebrew spelling of Emmanuel, and Emmanuel with an E is the Greek translation of Emmanuel. So don't let nobody try to tell you there's typos in the scriptures, because it's not. The human imagination is just deadlocked there in wanting it to be incorrect, instead of just asking God, wow, God, how come it say Emmanuel with an E? And then this is Emmanuel, like as if they didn't proofread the Bible before they wrote it. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Matthew, we went to Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. And those were all the pages that I had flagged from the first show. Okay, so I'm going to put those to the side because we covered that stuff. Just wanted to give a quick recap. Now, today, we're going to go a little bit in depth, and we're going to get into, let's just get right into what he says, right? I've already covered this. It says you'll never be able to answer this question if you don't. You will never be able to answer the question, is Jesus God? Oh, you know what? Excuse me. Before I get into part two, does anybody have any questions about part one or anything that I've said thus far before we go into part two? Because if you do, get those questions out now, because you're going to need to have at least grasp or agree with what I said before we climb a little bit deeper. So let me just check the comments really, really quick and make sure nobody has any questions about what I just said. Raymond Pavaz says hello. Hello, Raymond. Thanks for joining. Really, really appreciate it. Thanks for joining, everybody. Winsley Roberts says my sister soldier. Hello, Winsley. Winsley, you are consistent, sis. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Winsley says, keep doing you. God bless. Thank you, Winsley. I really appreciate it. Sister Pam in the Heze. Hi, Sister Pam. Peace and blessings, Sister Shamika, a.k.a. Sunshine. Thank you, Queen. I'm sorry. I'm doing the show so late. I was busy today. But thank you for joining, Queen. I appreciate you taking the time out, hanging up late with me. Winsley said, yeah, I saw it. Oh, good. You got the chance to see part one. He said, I took the same class he did. Oh, yeah, I saw it. Saw what? I took the same class he did. I don't know what class. Winsley Roberts said, mind, body, and soul. Well, Winsley, I'm going to stop you right there with the mind, body, and soul, because mind and soul should go together. And I would say more of soul, body, and spirit. I'll say it that way. Soul, body, and spirit, because the mind falls under the soul category, okay? So it's God took flesh and his spirit, breathed them and merged them together, and they became a living soul. So we are soul, spirit, and flesh. So I would, mind, body, and soul would be, you know, it wouldn't be the Trinity. Mind goes under the soul category, okay? But thank you. I get what you were saying, though. But the reason why I corrected it, if you don't, everybody wouldn't understand that mind and soul go together. You know what I'm saying? Brian Ace says, I saw that video. He was speaking on dimensions. Oh, you're talking about KRS-One. Yeah, my bad. Dang, I don't know if I got short-term memory loss or whatever. But yeah. If y'all didn't get a chance to check out that video that I posted with KRS-One, check it out, because that should open up your whole understanding to what we are as Trinities. And there is a voice back there that's really not you. It's inside. And that's the voice that actually God wants us to worship. And when God says, he said he is spirit and we must worship him in spirit and in truth, that's what he was talking about. He was like, not the outward so much. Worship me in the inside of you. Can you have your mind and focus on me? Can you have that voice inside of you speaking to me and praying to me and singing to me? Like, make sure your soul is singing and praying to God. Not everything outward so people can see you or hear you. You know, it's what God is saying. So that's the real, real hardcore worship inside. Are you worshiping God inside? Because that's what he's checking. Brian A. Sound said, I saw that video. He was speaking on Dimensions 4. Yeah, the only thing with Dimensions 4, see, I'm not familiar with that title. So I guess it's worth divvying it a little bit when I get some time. Winsley says, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Absolutely. Absolutely. Pamela says, Blog Talk. Oh, thank you for pushing that. Posting that, Sister Pamela. Thank you. For those that wanted to call in, Sister Pamela posted the dial-in number. It's 563-999-3682. Push 1 to comment, you know. Thank you, Sister Pamela. I appreciate that. See how Queen be having another. She be having my back. I love her. She's a real sweetie pie. Thank you, Sister Pam. Somebody named Karim Sihan. Kaya says, hi. Y'all be bugging me out with with these names. Hold on, I'm getting an antivirus coming. Yusuf Dunja says, Jesus is prophet, not God. First of all, if you're going to be trying to say what Jesus is, I'm going to need you to know the difference between prophet that you posted and prophet, okay? So Jesus is not prophet, as in making a profit off of a sale. So if you're going to start correcting, I'm going to need to correct you, Yusuf. Go back to the scorecard. Yusuf also said, God don't have a mother or father. Well, Yusuf, again, I can't agree with that because, oh, no, I'm sorry. You said God don't have a mother or father. Okay, I was about to chew you up thinking you were talking about Jesus. Okay, all right, I'll take that. He sure don't have a mother or father. Somebody named Remain Humble says, is Jesus the Father, yes or no? What the hell do you think we're doing this study about? Yusuf Dunja says, yeah, lost. Remain Humble says, is Jesus the Father, yes or no? No. Yeah. Remain Humble says, Jesus is not God. Read Revelations 5:1-7. In heaven, Jesus took the book out of the Father's hand. Exactly. I never said he was. I broke it down. Like I said, I broke it down in part 1. What else? Rocky Collins says the right is the way forward. Huh? The right is the way forward. Man, I'm going to need an interpreter. Jonathan Jackson says hi. Hi. All right, let's get it. Oh, I see somebody on the phone have a question or comment. I'm going to unmute the mic. Okay, hello, caller.
You're for,
hello?
405. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. I'm listening to all of the stuff that you're saying, and simply when you were talking about the praying, and that one could not have their prayers answered if they did not call on the Christ of the New Testament. I no longer believe in him, and before, well, before many, 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 many years before, I was taught to even in the Christian church to call on him, you know, to say in the name of him, to talk to the Father. I always talk to the Father. I've had so many supernatural experiences, it'll blow your mind. And he's answered my prayer. He's answered my prayer. One thing about the Christ of the New Testament, up until last year, I still believed that he was real. But then I got a revelation. And I can tell you there's so much stuff I can share with you. But one thing I'll say is this. Oh, I'll give you a couple of scriptures that I look at. Okay, first of all, when I look at 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, where the Most High says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Now, he didn't say in the midst of that, if they turn from their wicked ways and they believe in this son, so-called son that died for their sin, then I will forgive their sin and heal their land and all that. He did not say that. He just simply said, if we came back to doing what he said to do. See, one thing I've noticed going to the Christian church, they tell you that, first of all, the commandments are done away with. Now, I don't know what kind of God you serve, but the one in truth, the true and living one, he always means what he says. He never says something he does not mean. And he always means what he says, whether we like it or not. Now, there were several laws that he made, and even including the commandments, those are laws. And in fact, when you obey the laws, that's where the righteousness comes from, okay? Now, in the Christian church, they tell you, you don't have to do it. It's all over the place. Told you you're under grace and all this kind of crap. But then even if you go into the New Testament and you look at Revelation chapter 24, verse 14, I'm going to go right to where the Christ of the New Testament, he says, after all this time when you've been told that you don't have to worry about the commandments anymore, you'll see this where he said, let me get to it really quick. So it's a lot of confusion from that side. And on top of it, I'm going to read the scripture first. It says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Okay? First of all, this city particularly that they're talking about in here is supposed to be up in the sky somewhere. But if you go back to the front side of the book and you really, really, really read and search, you will actually find that it's here on earth, talking about Jerusalem. Talking about Jerusalem. It's not talking about a place up in the sky where on the back side of the book here in New Testament, it tells you where he said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it was not so, if you will, I'll tell you so. But first of all, when you pass away from this life in your spirit, why do you need a mansion? Why do you need a bed? Why do you need streets paved with gold? Why do you need the pearly gates, quote unquote? Why do you need all of that? Because that's some crap, to be honest with you. Now, I could say so much more. I could say so much, so much, so much more. But that right there is a contradiction right there in itself when I say about blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Come on now. Okay. So which one is it? You're under grace, you don't have to worry about the commandments. Another thing, when the Christ of the New Testament, well, the story comes up where it talks about the lady that was caught in the act of adultery, okay? All right. When you look at the laws, okay? It is said that if anybody is caught in adultery, the man or the woman, that is in Numbers chapter, I think chapter 23. I believe it is either chapter 18 or 23. Let me go and see if I can get it real quick. But the Most High said they will be stoned to death, okay? Now, again, the true and living one, he knows all things at all times. So he never, ever, ever has to change anything he says. But, okay, so they will be stoned to death, okay? So then when you get to the New Testament, the Christ in the New Testament, all these people, fake people, come up and says, you know, he's been caught in the act of adultery. Okay, I'm kind of, I don't stay on that side no more. As the Most High revealed to me, so many lies and contradictions, okay? But I'm going to say this part, okay? And all of these people, whomever they're supposed to be, had all of these rocks and was going to stone her to death, okay? And he supposedly squatted down, the Christ of the New Testament, and wrote on the ground, whatever, okay? So many of these so-called pastors, they got to act with that now. They put on a little show for the people, like, when they do that part. But anyway, and then he says something like, he without the, without sin cast the first stone, something like that. And apparently, they supposedly had a revelation that they had already done sins and stuff, too. So they decided, I guess, to throw the rocks down and go away. And then he asked the lady, I guess, to look up and ask her where her accusers are, what have you. And then they were gone. And then he said, okay, how did he say it? You go and sin no more. You know, neither do I accuse you or whatever, whatever. Now, right then and there, he went against the law of the Most High. And if he's the same one, and if he was truly sent by the Most High, he would never, ever go against what the Most High says. Never, ever. Because on the front side of the book, in the laws, the Most High said, the man and the woman that is caught in the act of adultery, they both shall be stoned to death. Again, he never changes what he says, okay? Now, if you think about, which one is it? Isaiah chapter 46, verse 10. The Most High says, declaring the end from the beginning.
I'm sorry, would you say your name was?
My name is Sharon.
Sharon.
Yes, ma'am.
Say it one more time.
Sharon, that's right.
Okay. Thank you so much for your comment. I really appreciate it. But only one thing that's throwing me off a little bit is because it's in one breath you're saying that you don't agree with the scriptures, and then in another breath you're actually quoting the scriptures.
What I'm saying is I'm making a comparison. I do not agree with the what they put in the New Testament, okay? If you do research,
okay,
and even
you
if you try to find out when. No. They've taken
Sharice?
Parts from the original side of the book, from the, what you call the Old Testament.
When you say they.
And they created the new.
I'm sorry. When you say they, who's they?
The people that put it in print. Okay. I'm not saying they created it with their minds because I'm not saying that.
All right,
okay.
So let me,
what I'm saying is
before
this.
I address.
Go ahead.
All right, so
go ahead, I'm listening.
My question to you is, do you believe in the Bible or you don't believe in the Bible?
I did not say one bit that I didn't believe. What I'm saying to you, first of all, the side that they call the New Testament, that side was added. Supposedly it's the New Covenant. If you read the book of Jeremiah,
okay,
the Most
so you
I
don't
said,
believe
do
in
not,
the...
No.
Sorry,
no,
I'm just trying
no,
to make, I'm just
I
trying
don't.
To...
Okay,
before
I don't
you...
believe in the New Testament. But all I'm saying is this, I have taken things from the New Testament, and I can, like I said, I've done research myself. And not just simply that, I have had so many supernatural experiences with the Most High, where he'll give me revelation. And when I tell people what he said, nobody's seen this, nobody even knows it, they'll see it. They'll come back and see it, but and come back and tell me. But all I'm saying to you
all right, so,
is
all right, I'm
don't
sorry, I'm just trying to...
The book.
Sorry?
I said on the, okay, well, you talk about the New Testament, okay? I'm going to say it slowly and calm down, okay?
No, you don't have to
what
say
I
it slowly. I'm trying to say it slowly. I'm trying to figure out how to address you when
okay, well,
1 minute you're saying you don't
believe.
Could you not cut me off? Because I'm trying to.
Okay, go ahead.
Because this is a show. It's not a phone call. What I'm trying to figure out is, number one, if you believe in the Bible or you don't, you said you do, but not the New Testament. So it means you don't believe in the Bible in its entirety. So what I have, I also heard you saying what other people say. Oh, this person said this and that person said that. And I get that because most people do let other believers or Christians and all of that, whatever title they want to associate the denomination to, but they also let those people be the mouthpiece for what the scriptures is actually saying. So I have a problem with that as well. So if you want me to actually answer your question about what other people teach or what other people believe, let's say the grace, for example, you brought up grace. You said the Christian church believes in they're on the grace, which means they don't have to follow the commandments. I have a problem answering that question because that's not what the scriptures say. So if you
That's what they teach.
I don't know what they teach. I don't go to those churches that teach that stuff. And as I mentioned in the beginning part of the show, there is a lot of false teaching. There is a lot of false doctrine. There is people that will take this Bible and flip it on you into false doctrine, into false scriptures. They will take one part of the scripture and base the whole lie on that one scripture. So I do get that, but that's not what this show is. And, you know, you either, not you, but most people that want to call themselves a believer of God must agree on the essentials, and the essentials is that the Bible is an infallible word of God. Now, if you say yes, but not the New Testament, then that's already where the disconnect is happening, because it appears to me that you have never read the New Testament, because when you quoted
let me say this real quick.
I'm going to have to mute your mic if you don't hold on. When you said grace means you don't have to follow the commandments, see, I wrestle with that because that's not what grace is. Grace doesn't mean you can do whatever the hell you want to do, forget this, forget that, forget that. What God is saying in the grace subject, what God is saying, not what the church is saying, not what those deities and pastors are saying, what God is saying in the grace message is, it's a free gift. My blessings is a free gift because y'all can't keep all the commandments. Y'all can't keep all the law. And if anybody says they're keeping the whole law, is a rabbit-ass lie. Nobody's keeping the law. And God is saying since y'all violate one, it is equivalent to violating all. So because none of y'all humans on this earth can keep none of the laws, so you're under grace, which means it's not your own efforts. It's a free gift to you. I will restore you back to your original nature, which is dominion on this earth. And you guys can operate with my power of attorney here on the earth freely. It's a free gift. Now, he never, ever said that means go buck wild and do what you want. What he's saying is y'all going to continue to make mistakes going forward, even knowing the truth, but pick up yourself, dust your feet off, and keep it moving. That's what grace is about. Grace is not about not doing this and not doing that. It's about what you can do, okay? So I don't know what churches you know. I don't know which Christians or whatever y'all know. But what I would not want anything, I don't want the message on grace because I have a responsibility to correct that lie. I don't want anybody thinking that that's what the Bible says. So for those that are listening, what she said the Bible says is actually, in fact, not what the Bible says. And actually, if you read on past the grace message, it actually says God forbid people to say, so I can continue and says. It says God forbid that whole mindset. So I wish you would have read the scriptures before you started quoting what it says.
Oh, no, let me say this. I've read, and when you talk about Isaiah chapter 7 and 8, I've read that thoroughly. And those when it was talking about Emmanuel, anybody that's listening, read that for yourself, because you would see that that was when King Ahaz, okay, and King Ahaz was having an issue because the two kingdoms had split. And Ephraim, and I think it was Rezin, Ramaliah, it was some other people. Let me get to it.
Right. But for the sake of time, since we want to get back to the conversation.
I know, but you're telling me that I'm listening to someone else. No, you're wrong about that. You're definitely wrong about that.
I'm saying you started quoting a message, meaning we don't have to follow the commandments, and that's incorrect.
That particular part, when I was going to the Christian church, okay, that is what they would say. Many of them But me myself,
I wish you would have been reading along in the scriptures, because when you were at any church, hello sis, and everybody else going forward, when you are at any church, it is your responsibility to study and show yourself approved. Yeah, you study under that pastor, but that pastor is not God. You should be reading your Bible along with what he's quoting. And then when you get home, you should be processing what you learn. And if you do not agree with what the scriptures say and what you learned that day, you should have kind of chucked that out of your mind. There's no pastor that has ever stepped on that pulpit that didn't make a mistake or been caught in an error. I too have made an error. So a flesh and blood is flesh and blood. And God says, don't put your trust in man.
Pastors are amazing people, but at the same time,
but at the same time, if you was in a church that taught you that and you did not take it upon yourself to go home and study for yourself, you just let that pastor have the last say on what you believed, then I feel shame on you. Shame on you. Because here you are back in 2018 quoting the false doctrine you got, and now you're using it on my show. And I'm saying that is irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? Because you didn't show yourself approved.
I've been studying for years. And when you were saying about the prayer,
so why are you
now I'm putting hands on my daughter.
Sis,
you can.
Ain't no way you studied and then say great messages.
Okay.
You don't got to follow. Hello?
People just need to read for themselves, just like you say, because I study. That's all I'm saying.
Ain't no way you study. Sister. Ain't no way you study it and you quoted grace message meaning don't have to follow the commandments, boo-boo. Ain't no way you got that out of the scriptures. And you even started naming the scriptures.
Let me ask you this.
I wish you would have read on.
What does Deuteronomy 24:16 say? I'm asking you.
Would you like me to flip to it?
Go to it and read it. Deuteronomy, it's multiple verses. I read the scriptures. I study it.
Let me tell you what you didn't read. You didn't read the New Testament. You didn't read the New Testament because you misquoted it.
I read the New Testament before. That's where I used to be all the time.
Ain't no way you read the New Testament all the time and saying that the grace message means you don't have to follow the commandments. Ain't no way you read that.
I'll tell you this.
It actually
says you follow the commandments.
Sister, right after the grace message, it actually says, God forbid anybody to feel like they can continue in sin. It says, God forbid. So maybe you misinterpreted it. I don't know. All I'm saying is, can we get back to the subject?
Go ahead.
You got any other questions about what I've discussed so far?
No, the only thing is, as God said, like I was saying to you, there's a whole lot. When you say that's an insult to say that I don't study the Bible, I've been studying the Bible for many years. And listen, I do not just.
It was an insult for you to say that grace means you don't got to follow the commandments.
The churches that I've gone to,
my God.
Well, this is what I'm saying. The churches that I've gone to, okay, and I've gone to many of them. Just I listen. I will listen. But this is what they were
carrying that false doctrine with you.
No, what I say, I know. The Most High said, he didn't say that we were going to be perfect when we try to
Let me ask you something. Is your Most High name Jehovah?
What'd you say?
Is your Most High name Jehovah?
Oh, No. Do some research and find out where you get that name from. It's on the Kabbalah chart. Please know that.
Let me ask you something, Queen. Sis.
Go ahead.
Can you do me a favor? You got the Bible in front of you, right?
Yes, I do.
And since you said you don't believe in the New Testament, let me bring you back to the Old Testament for a minute. You got your Bible in front of you?
Yes, I do. I got two. Come on. Got two Bibles in front of me.
I'm so glad you hear that. Can you do me a favor, sis?
Can
you flip over to Sister?
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Can you flip over to Exodus chapter 6, please, since you like the old T?
Yes, I can. I'll look over here.
Thank you.
Because I think Exodus chapter, you said 16?
Nope, Exodus chapter 6.
Six, okay.
Chapter 6.
Okay. Okay, I'm there.
Okay.
I'm here.
Would you mind reading the first three verses of chapter 6?
No, I don't. It says, then the, I say the Most High, instead of saying L-O-R-D, okay? It said, then the Most High said unto Moses, I use the Most High, which is also written in the scriptures, when I see L-O-R-D, because I studied that and I learned where that had its basis from. So I say the Most High. Where I see L-O-R-D,
you say the Most High,
I say that.
But the scriptures
and he is the Most High.
Oh.
That's the reason why I said it. He is the Most High. Because if you start studying these names, you will find out there's more that has been put to the name. So you cannot mess up the Most High.
Sister, can you continue to read?
Okay.
Because you like OT. Then the Most High. You say you believe in the OT.
I do. But you have to study, though. You really do have to study.
I'm studying. Can you continue?
What I'm saying to you is these names, you're trying to insult me by saying, I never said I don't believe in it. I'm just saying that the names, as you study more and more, you'll learn what you don't want to say.
Okay.
So I said, then the Most High said unto Moses, now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with the strong hand shall he let them go, and with the strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And it says, and it says, the Most High, those two words, I don't say it, saying, the Most High spake unto Moses, and said unto him, I am the Most High. And I appeared unto Abraham, and say unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, by the name of the Most High Almighty. But by my name, I see what you're talking about. Look at the Kabbalah chart.
Jehovah.
I know what I said. I don't say that name because that's on the Kabbalah chart, sister. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Look it up.
Okay. Can you take a pause? That's all I wanted to say, sister. Thank you for reading that. For those that are listening and do not have a Bible in front of you, Exodus chapter 6, verse 3 says, and I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, by the name of the Lord Almighty, but by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. So, sister, you said a little while ago that you believe in the Old Testament. Do you or do you not believe in what you just read?
I do not eat everything I see because man has tampered with it. Please get that.
That's not what I'm asking you, sister. I search it.
And that's all I'm saying to you. I never tell anybody that everything, I believe every single thing.
Did you misplace the name Abraham?
What'd you say?
Sister? Do you have a different name for Abraham in verse 3?
No, I said Abraham.
Do you have a different name for Isaac in verse 3?
No, I did not say I had a different name.
Do you have another name for Jacob in verse 3?
No, but his name is interchangeable with Israel, but I did not say that.
But the only name you replaced and you let somebody else tell you to replace that name is Jehovah?
Oh, no. No, you need to study.
Is that what you're telling me? I'm gonna leave your call because. Is that what you're telling me?
Like I said, I know what I'm talking about.
You either believe in the Bible or you don't.
I'm just gonna say this last thing about this. When you were talking about prayer, before I learned in the Christian church that you were supposed to use
Jesus'
name at the end of your prayer, my prayers were being answered, and I've had multiple supernatural experiences. So I'll leave this conversation. I just won't say anything else.
Well, if you're going to get, like I said, if you're going to quote this Bible, sister, I'm going to have you believe in what you're quoting. You don't believe in what you're quoting, so I think you shouldn't be quoting.
You don't know me, so this is why you're saying this, because you
have
don't
you to
know
believe.
Me.
Sister,
Well,
you're not going to be able to quote the Bible and talk on my show and then at the same time contradict the Bible and then start wanting to replace all these other names and knick-knack paddywhacking. That's why there's so much false doctrine out here. I'm not going to let you do that. So she said she believed in the OT. The OT say Jehovah. Now she want to flip it and say something else. You're not going to do that on this show. I'm sorry. Next. I had to mute her. Y'all know I don't even mute mics like that, but if you're going to, like I said, I get very sensitive for people that's going to try to flip
And what they're going to say is false doctrine and not. You either believe in the Bible or you don't. If you don't believe in this Bible, you can listen in silence. If you do believe in the Bible and you see a dispute that you want to dispute, that's one thing. Ask your question or your comment. If you're going to come, you're going to have to know what you're talking about. And everything she said, she doesn't know what she's talking about. She's confused. And that's what most of the world is. They're confused. They got people telling them what's in this Bible that they never read for themselves. She talking about grace means you don't got to do nothing. You ain't got to follow the commandments. That's a rabbit-ass lie. Ain't nobody in the Bible ever say that. She talking about what this pastor said and that pastor said and this and this and this and that. You, why are we talking about what dumb people you know said? Isn't that why the world's in the state it is in? Dumb people saying something. And then dumber people, because you got to be dumber. If somebody tell you something dumb and you don't go check it out for yourself, or you go, hey, wait a minute. Well, if that mean what? She didn't replace Abraham. She didn't replace Isaac. She didn't replace Jacob. All those names are right here in the scripture. So why in the hell would she allow somebody to tell her to replace the most important name there, Jehovah? Really? Come on, y'all. Y'all going to have to do better than that. Y'all going to have to do better than that. Yeah, I mean, come on. Y'all going to have to do better than that. Anybody else have any questions on what I've discussed thus far? And I don't want to don't start bringing up lies and what this pastor said and what that one said. And this show is not long enough to be discussing the false doctrine you got because you failed to study. I mean, when I learn something, like I said, it's irritating to my ear. The fact that you don't, it's not irritating to your ear. Something's wrong. It should be irritating to your ear. Or ask God, God, make it irritating to my ear when I hear false doctrine. Put a sense on me that makes my ear shut up when I hear false doctrine. You can ask God to do that. He'll do that for you. Because you're going to need a sensor in this season. Yeah. And she's a sister. And I mean this with all due respect, guys, fellas, dudes, men, kings, whatever y'all want to call yourself. With all due respect. With all due respect, I get why y'all would be lost in the scriptures and hollering about all these other different names and all that. Y'all lost and confused. I get that. But when it's a sister, like, I feel offended because I'm thinking, damn, God gave us certain wisdom naturally, so you should know better. You know what I'm saying? It's your job to help that king. Are you married? It's your job to help your husband. You're the helpmate. How the hell you going to be somebody's helper and you lost in false doctrine as well? You know what I'm saying? You should be the one like, honey, yeah, I understand what the pastor was saying, but when he was saying that, what does that mean? How come right here? That's when you come, not being disrespectful to your husband, but that's when you come and be like, baby, wait a minute, but look at this. It says it right here. You're supposed to be helping him, but now you're becoming a burden, jumping on that same dumb boat that he's on with this false doctrine. Y'all going to have to get it together. That's why I don't even say, that's why I tell you, I'm not really marriage material. Because I couldn't have no dumb husband, and my job is to shut up and let's be dumb together and just do what he, I mean, I'm not into that. I'm like, I'm really not into that. I always knew from a long time ago that I wasn't into that. And that's why I really didn't want to be somebody's wife, because I was like, nah, when you start saying dumb stuff, like, I'm out. Like, I've always been. I can't, like I said, it's irritating to my ears. I can't be around a dumb man full of dumb doctrine. False dumb doctrine and teaching that to me and my kids, like I can't. I can't do it. I'm sorry, I can't do it. So I feel offended when I see another sister come and is dumb with a dumb brother. She's probably married. I'm assuming she's probably married to some dumb dude, and the dumb dude taught her the dumb stuff, and she never realized she's the helpmate. She's supposed to be helping. You could even leave little scriptures around, tell it to a relative to tell him. I mean, it was things you could have did. So she could have even prayed to God, God, send somebody that he can identify with that won't, you know, he won't think I'm disrespectful. Because, you know, in your marriage, you got to be humbled, and you know, you don't want to be bullying your husband and taking over and calling him stupid and dumb. But at the same time, you can't just let that false doctrine ride. Y'all lives depend on it. You know what I'm saying? And, like, especially prophetess. It's like torture for a prophetess to be with a dumb man. That's like torture. Because you're getting all this prophecy from God and you're trying to tell him and he's dumb and he's not receiving you. That's torture, trying to be with somebody. He can be the sweetest, richest, whatever. If he don't receive the prophet's message from the Lord, it's torture. So I don't even know how y'all could sit up with these dumb men like that and just let everything be just dumb. I really don't understand it. Never will. Never will. That's probably what I... And I said, God, am I going to ever get married? That's probably why he didn't answer me. Why? You know these dumb dudes. Like, you want me to send you a dumb dude? Oh, no. Young good. Every now and again, one will surface that looks a little bit workable, and then, no, he's dumb too. I can't do it. I'm sorry, I can't do it. I don't have that gene in me to do it. Anyway, y'all. How are we doing with that? Oh my God, it's almost 11 o'clock. You said she lays all the time. Y'all turn to John chapter 1. Let's start in the beginning, right? Because some things got to be cleared up, and it's right in John chapter 1, because this is what everybody's basing. This is what everybody's basing this whole thing on. So let's just go to it. And like I said, does anybody have any questions about anything I've asked thus far? Somebody named Remain Humble says, humble yourself just a little more. M-O-O-R. I see your wisdom. Now, see. As a humble lady, do I correct that spelling or do I just let it go? Like, that's the stuff I'm trying to talk about. He trying to correct me.
Let me spell it hard.
Okay, I'll hold it in. I'll hold it in to just skip over his comment. Like, I'm supposed to just let that ride. Humble yourself just a little more. M-O-O-R. Is he somebody's husband? Get your husband, please. In this day and age where there's like spell checking, all kind of stuff like that, like the red squiggly lines that came up when you posted should have alerted you that you were misspelling it. So you can't be on here correcting somebody with errors. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's aggravating. I can't with y'all sometimes. It's tiring. Courtney says, hey. Hey, Courtney. I do, and you know what's so good about God? He does send good people on my wall. When I'm doing the windmilling these emos, he will send a couple or two to be like, I get you. Okay, somebody named Latrice. I'll tell you one thing. I'm 42 years old, and the words get tinier and tinier as the years go by. But she says, normally I don't read these long comments, but let's do it. Ecclesiastes 4:8, there is one alone, and there is not a second. Yea, he hath neither child nor brother, yet is there no end of all his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches, neither saith he, for whom I do labor and bereave my soul of good. This is also vanity. Yea, it is a sore travail. The Most High manifested himself in the flesh. Thank you, Queen. I'm going to like that comment. Courtney says, Sharon. I have no idea what that means. The Rose of Sharon? Jesus. And you know what was bugging me out about that lady? She kept saying the Jesus in the New Testament. You see how dumb of a comment that is? Because Jesus was there in the beginning. I didn't even get a chance to hit her with boo-boo. Jesus was here before Adam got here. Where in the hell have you been? Like, I didn't even get a chance to really bop her in the head with what she was saying. Poor thing. Bless it. 1 Timothy 3:16. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world. I'm assuming she got that a little bit. Received up into glory. Okay, sweetie pie. Thank you so much for the scriptures. Who else? Meryl Mitchell says, bless it. Good night. Good night. I'm about to go to bed, too. I can't pronounce this word. Oh, Dante Nichols, Lorenzo Dante, says, many just know, he spelled N-O, many just know the quotes and not the meaning behind the quoted scriptures. Many also know that you meant K-N-O-W and not N-O. Dante Nichols. Get your man. Price Cap Valentine says, come on. Price, I know you don't want it. I want to get all of it. Don't let me hear nothing smart come out your mouth, Price. I'm going to need some snacks or something, y'all. There you go again. Dante Nichols said, many follow the pastors believing every word. Wow. He spelled W-I-R-D. Homie, you know the word. You can't even blame that on autocorrect. Homie, like, no, for real, you can't even blame that on autocorrect. He said, let's keep going. He says, many follow the pastors, believing their every word. They say they don't study the word. Oh, he got it. Oh, themselves. And that's why so many are misled. Yeah. That's true. Dante Nichols again says, you have so much wisdom. Why do you debate with these people? I don't know. I think I feel like a responsibility. You know what I'm saying? Because they lost. Like, I actually can think past wisdom, and I understand. Like, see what this lady was talking about today? Now, some dumb person else on here gonna listen to her and be like, she was right. That's how, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I actually take the time. I'm really not debating with her. I'm correcting her on my show. Because you're not going to get on my show and teach that babbage. I mean, I'm just not into that. I have a responsibility to protect my listeners' ears. So if somebody is on here talking false doctrine, they got to get checked immediately. I'm not going to let that ride. What you want me to say? Oh, hang up on her and leave that false doctrine that she spit out? I can't do that. Nah. That's probably why there is so much false doctrine left in the air. Nobody bothered to grab it and dig it back in. You know what I'm saying? Satan comes be after us and dig up our seed. We got to dig up that false doctrine seed too. Like, why don't you think that's your job? I'm surprised. Who else? Larry Bush says, if a person say the law is done away with, have no understanding. That's really the dudes that I'd be like, okay, because I expect that from y'all. So, Larry, God bless you. Like, I get it. I understand. You can only think on one line like science says. Ask God to send you a wife and help you out with the scriptures, okay? Bless it. He said, if a person say the law is done away with, have no understanding. And, okay, I actually do want to address that comment because this is what I mean about contradicting the Bible, okay? From now on, Larry and all of y'all, stop saying what other people say. Start saying what the scriptures say. And if people are saying what the scriptures say, then so be it. Like, you have to agree. And if you don't agree, then that's another problem. You got to rectify that in your spirit and in your mind. Ask God. God, I don't quite understand that. What you mean by the law is done away with? And that's where you don't talk about have no understanding. You don't have no understanding about what happened on that cross. Like, a lot of people don't. A lot of people seem to think that Jesus came to the earth, this glorified being, and, you know, failed and got killed and couldn't save himself. When that is not the case at all. Jesus came as the sacrificed lamb. You need to understand that. Jesus was the sacrificed lamb. You have to read Exodus if you want to understand who Jesus is and what that whole thing on the cross was all about. You will not, it's Exodus chapter 12, I believe. Read Exodus 12 like a book. Actually, start at the beginning of Exodus. Because then, if you just jump in and start reading Exodus 12, you're going to be upset when you find out God was killing firstborn babies and firstborns. What you got to do is go back to the beginning of Exodus, and you see that they drew first blood, killing our babies. Everyone that had male childs was killing our babies first. And then, because we were having babies, you know, we was very fertile. We've always been very, very fertile. And they were killing our babies, saying we multiplying too fast in Egypt and to kill our babies. So that's in Exodus chapter 1. And then when, by the time you get to Exodus chapter 12, you'll understand that hardcore call, that hardcore plagues and all that other stuff that God was like he said in chapter 6, well, y'all know me as the Almighty. Y'all about to see Jehovah. About to show y'all Jehovah. And he did. Damn, did he. And that's what people wrestle with, okay? Not understanding what happened in Exodus. Not understanding what happened in Egypt. Not understanding who God is. Because if you don't understand those things, that's when you'll be lost, like sis was talking about the New Testament was added. The New Testament is manifested Old Testament. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything in the OT was manifested in the New T, okay? So, like I said, I did shows on that. Y'all going to have to just kind of catch up and track back. I did a whole series on Jesus. I did a show called The Sacrifice Lamb. The carpenter, because he was like, oh, the carpenter, oh, yeah, you sound like God, he's a carpenter, building a temple. Like, I broke that whole thing down. Did I do wine in the branch? I think I did branch. I know I did. It was a 7-part series on Jesus, and I forget, but I think it was, I covered the wine, I covered the branch, carpenter, the sacrifice lamb, like all of that. Like, I did that, so. If you don't have time to be scrolling and digging up what I did already, I think maybe it's worth revisiting. But you too, like I said, you have your own responsibility to dig that up and study. Just, it's very simple. Read Exodus like a book. And then when you get to the New Testament, then you can understand when she starts rubbing the oil on his feet and anointing him, then you can appreciate that act, because you're going to say, oh, this is familiar with the fine flour being mingled with oil. Then you're going to, oh, bread of life. That's what it was. I did a bread of life show. I showed how Jesus says he's the bread of life. Exodus is, you know, is showing the show bread and all of that. When you see the bread is pricked with all this other stuff, that's how Jesus was on the cross. Like, Jesus, like, was transforming himself all throughout, fulfilling the scriptures. So when you talk about the law being done away with, it's fulfilled. It's like trying to do something that happened already. It's like trying to bet on a fight. That's like somebody saying, you got $20 on Mayweather or $20 on Pacquiao. That fight happened already, dog. Why am I betting on a fight? Or why am I, it's like somebody trying to say, I'm going to save up some money to buy tickets for the fight. Dog, the fight happened already. What are you doing? You don't need to buy tickets. Just watch it on TV. Nah, I'm going to the fight. Like, that happened already. So it's not done away with as much as past tense. You know what I'm saying? It's past tense. It's fulfilled. The law is fulfilled. Jesus came to fulfill the law. It's fulfilled. It's fulfilled. What's fulfilled? Us being restored back to our original nature. Fulfilled. Dominion was restored back to us. We can now operate and do anything we want to do on the earth because the law is fulfilled. Not done away with so much. Fulfilled. Stop saying done away with, because when you say done away with, it makes people think they got a license to sin. And that's not what it's saying. It's saying fulfilled. You don't need to sacrifice animals no more. You don't need to burn incense no more. You don't need to do this and do that and try to atone yourself and try to keep up. No, man, there wouldn't be nothing to eat if everybody killed animals every time they damn sin. What he's saying is it's fulfilled. Take up your bed and walk. Go heal. Go deliver. Go teach. Go preach because the law is fulfilled is what he's saying. So for some reason, people draw a disconnect. And then they try to be self-righteous. Like, I hope sister wasn't saying she was following the whole damn law. I said, that's what people are saying when they say they don't need Jesus. And she said, oh, I pray and I get all my prayer. But boy, I don't know who's answering you. It ain't God. If you are not using Jesus, the devil can do miracles. What do you think voodoo is? That's miracles and signs and wonders, right? God warns us about people being able to do signs and wonders. Duh. That's not a shocker. The shocker is who's doing it. They got Santerias and voodoo and witchcraft and all that. You don't think these people get signs and what they do too? It's just on this side. You know what I'm saying? On this side. So, like I said, I don't know. Anyway, how are we doing with the time? It's 11:06. Can't wait y'all some time. Marquis Randall says, the word is above the name. What the hell does that mean? The word is above the name. What? You have to break that down for me, Marquis, because that's a stupid statement you just made. The word is above the name. I hope you're not trying to say, because if I try to interpret it as you wrote it, the word, meaning this Bible, is above the name. Are you talking about Jesus, Jehovah? Like, I'm not even going to try to guess at what you mean. I can't. Daniel McCrary says, Jesus is the Son of God. Okay, I'll take that. And somebody named In That Eye is looking with the eyeballs. I like the eyeballs. I guess it means watching or looking. Mark, he says, be careful of those who say the scripture's been tampered with. I know. As soon as somebody tells me the scripture's been tampered with, I know that they own the false doctrine and they dumb. As soon as they start saying, oh, well, the scripture's been tampered with, and they, like, that's why I kept saying, who's they? Who's they? Like, I already knew she was going to come out the mouth with something real crazy when she started saying the scriptures was tampered with. Bless it. Bless it. God bless her. She's a girl, too. I mean, I get really offended when it's a woman because I'm thinking, well, damn, if our heads are lost, and you're under the head. Okay, so God is Jesus, and then man, and then woman. How y'all both going to be? And Nathy says, yes, Jesus is God. Okay, I'll take that. Myrick Terry says, I'm going to come with it. You better come on if you're going to come with it, Myrick, because I'm ready to go. She didn't got me amped up. I don't even really want to read y'all no more. I'm ready to dig up this false doctrine seed. It's a mess. I can't even teach what I want to teach because this false doctrine is reigning so heavily in the world and in people's mind. It's a damn shame. It really is a damn shame. It's sad. And what's sad is not to know. Martisa, God means power, judge, etc. And did y'all bust how sisters wouldn't even say God or Lord? She was like, the Most High. And then when she got to God, she was like, I can't say that. She Satan is good. I must say that he will get you and make you think you right. You know what I'm saying? He don't just trick you. He make you think you right. He got her good. It's like a modern day Eve. Mm-hmm. Winsley Roberts says, if you don't believe in what the sister believes in, then don't comment to bring negativity to her form. Exactly. Right? Why are you watching if you don't believe? Scroll on. I know, Winsley, but it's not that simple. Daniel McCrary says, just coming in on this, what's the decision? Marquis Randall says, right, sister, so many false doctrines out there. Yeah, a lot. So many. Oh, hell, my battery is dying. You ain't wasting my darn battery. Myrick Terry says, the original Bible was written in Hebrew. And in Hebrew language, there is no J. I think his original name in Hebrew is Yahuwah. Oh, you're so... Oh, he's dumber than dumb. Let me tell you why you so dumb, Myrick. Talking about want to get it. I'm going to get it, all right. You're so dumb, Myrick, because you said the original Bible was written in Hebrew. That's a damn lie. First of all, the original Bible was written, translated from a bunch of different languages. And the scriptures let us know that. A bunch of different languages. Actually, that's why... God parted the land. Like you notice this seven continents. That's why God parted the land, because it was everybody was speaking and doing the same. He went separated. They spoke a total different language. It's very similar. And let's not forget Aramaic. You can't say the original Bible was written in Hebrew when Jesus spoke Aramaic. Come on, Myrick. I'm gonna need you to study and come back. You know you gotta bring. You gotta be. You got to know what the hell you're talking about, Myrick. If you, especially you, I hold you responsible, Myrick, to at least know what the hell you're talking about, because you swear you know everything. You swear you know. And you are just lost like the rest of them. No, the original Bible was not written in Hebrew. And if that's the case, then how do we address Jesus and his mother speaking Aramaic? Okay, get it together. Get it together. Marquis Randall says, the word is above the name. The commandment is his name. Oh. Y'all getting this? Y'all getting this? Because you home every night praying for a husband. Are you getting this? I hope you're getting this, sisters. Are you getting these? Dumb brothers. Are you getting this? I would divorce him if he was my husband and he ever said that to me. I'd be like, honey, I want a divorce. He'd be like, what for? I'm like, I don't even want to talk about it. I just want a divorce. Are y'all getting this? Maybe he's young. I don't know. I'm going to assume he's young. Maybe he's young. A little dude. You know, they'd be on the internet and all that when their mom was asleep. It's 11:14. Maybe he's young. Please be young. Daniel McCray said, that's not right to say. I hope you're talking about Marquis' comment. y'all gonna start, dudes, that know what time it is, I'm gonna need y'all to start correcting other dudes, because they think that we're not supposed to be teaching and that we're out of order. And y'all teach them. I'm teaching, trying to teach me. And this one talking about the J's. Are you serious, Myrick? The J's? And I bet you if you ask them, where you from? I'm from the tribe of Judah. It's J2. Jerusalem. Joshua. They don't just dispute any other J besides Jehovah and Jesus. And that's what's a crying shame about it. I can't with him. pirate Cornelius says, "You're not sounding too bright, sis." Oh, oh, oh. They got cheerleaders now. Oh, no. Myrick says, "Some people just want to get to the pure version, but they shouldn't disrespect the English translation as Jehovah, because so many people see that as the pathway to desolation." That's the best thing you said all since you've been posting on my wall, Myrick. Wow, thank you. Yes, it's the English translation. My God. Yeah, thank you. Every now and again, one of them wakes up. Mark Hill. What did he just? Mark Hill says, "That's how you profane his name by transgressions of the law." Okay. Tyreek Cornelius says, "You're ignorant." Hope he's not talking about me. Tyreek says, "Imagine how I'm looking at you." Larry Bush says, "This woman throwed off and hurt. This woman throwed off and hurt." Me? I'm not hurt. I'm irritated. That the sister, the brothers really, I expect the brothers to be dumb, but the sister was a little concerning. She should have wisdom. Well, I don't know. No, I'm not throwing off. I'm just saying. I'm still just trying to see if there's any questions before I go. I normally don't check comments in between my show for that exact reason. But when I seen that she had pressed pound one, I actually thought it was somebody on my network. I didn't know. Bless it. Well, what I am glad about, and this is what y'all don't know, like I don't just be trying to argue and insult people. What I am glad about is that I took her to Exodus 6. I don't think she's ever saw that in Exodus 6 because I could tell how she hesitated a little bit when she saw it. So the good thing about it, I mean, she still kept up her dumb doctrine about, it was replaced. It's okay. But I don't think she's ever saw Jehovah written in the OT. So if I could do nothing more than plant a seed and make her study more, that's my job. You know what I'm saying? That's my job. That's my job. If I don't get any believers, I can just get one person on false doctrine to go, I never saw that before. Wow, I didn't even know Jehovah was in the Old Testament. Like, if I can get one person to do that, good night. You know what I'm saying? Good night. I could tell she had never saw that. Larry Bush said, "Facts." Daniel says, "Sister, if you have a show going on, it's not good to criticize people. That's probably why you are not married." Thank you. I guess that's supposed to make me go, "Oh, is that why? Is that why?" Mubakil says, "Yes, what is the subject matter?" Blue Mecca says, "Is Jesus God?" Tyreek Cornelius says, "You're very interesting." Thank you, Tyreek. I appreciate that. Nathia says, "Is this woman really from God?" Me? Tyreek says, LOL. Blue Mecca is asking questions. And Nathia says, "Yes, he is." Blue Mecca says, "Huh?" Annie McDowell says, "Bless you, my sister." Hey, Queen, bless you too. Annie McDonald used to go to, she still goes to the church I used to go to in Pennsylvania. hardcore church. That's what I mean about being under really, really good leadership. I mean, that was an amazing church. Still is. But we was getting that good word. God will send you to a place and you get that good word. If you said, yes, Jesus is God. Myrick Terry says, I love your show. We need to make this show go large, like on TV or something, but more about how God interacts with people in their lives. All the unanswered questions people are waiting for. That's a good end and a good idea for a daytime TV show. Myrick, you are going to need, I'm not even going to say it. Did y'all see, I'm not going to even do it. I don't want to do it to you, but I can't help but being distracted right now, Myrick. When you said TV show, this is what it is. When people talk, I actually visualize what they're saying. So just now when you said, I love your show, we need to make it this show go large like on TV, immediately I caught an image of you being on TV with me, and it made me think of that picture you posted today. Yeah, y'all click on Myrick Terry's. Click on his page. You can see the picture. I mean, I would all love my. Y'all, I ain't even going to say it. Click on his page. Hopefully his page is public. But click on it so you can see the picture I'm talking about. You're going to be like, what in the hell? Blessed. Blue Mecca says, well, why don't we just call him God then? Wish it was that easy. Myrick Terry says, we were all here before Adam. All creation of man was above creation. Well, that's another conversation. We could talk about God saying, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Like, we could have all that conversation. We could have the conversation of about our spirit being eternal and the flesh being temporal. We can talk about that, Myrick. Yeah, so that would be another show. You know, and God always says, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. So, yeah, I get that language. Myrick Terry says, the question is not rather Christ is divine or not the question, is he worthy of worship? The answer is no. No one is worthy of worship, but the Creator who sent Jesus. I disagree with that comment all the way, Myrick. And let me tell you why. Because you're discrediting the scriptures. Like, if you want to flip it back to, there were so many scriptures we didn't even get a chance to go to. You would, in other words, Myrick, you contradicted the whole Revelation. Like, have you ever read Revelation? But I'm surprised. I thought you would be like a Revelation type of cat. You know, you think that you know it all. If you flip to, where is it? If you flip to, I think it's 19. Yeah, Myrick, I guess you never read Revelation chapter 19 because you wouldn't have posted that dumb comment, which is real dumb. You know what I'm saying? Just read Revelation 19. We don't have to, you know, go into it, but read Revelation chapter 19, and then you'll see how dumb that comment you just made was. Real dumb, okay? Oh, hell. Normally, I don't read these long comments. I don't even know why I'm reading this. Okay, so Ankh posted Isaiah chapter 45. Tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together who have declared this from ancient times, who have told it from that time. Have not I, oh Lord, what Bible you quote? See, I ain't doing it. I'm not doing it because you quote from a different Bible. I read the King James, boo-boo, and I highly recommend you get a King James. And I know, you think you are the band and you're above God and all of this, and that's fine. I mean, that's fine. I get it. But that's false doctrine right there. Like I said, I can't even, it's irritating to my ears. It's irritating to my eyes. I won't have it. Get you a King James Bible. Myrick Terry says, don't put the sister down. Listen to her point of view. It's two sides to every story. And then there's the truth. I mean, thank you for having my back, Myrick. Thank you. But it's never two sides to every story. Just one truth. Two people could tell a story, but it's really never two sides to the story. It's one story. Two people telling their story, right? Big difference. Larry Bush says, I know more than you. You don't know anything. I break the Bible down. You lost as hell. Boy, go sit down. Like, some people need to just go sit down. Daniel McCray says, it seems to me as if you have something against men. I got something against dumb men. Yeah, you're damn right. I got something against men. The dumb men. Yes, duh. They're supposed to be the head of our body. I take that very serious. I take it very, very serious. And for them to be dumb, the whole trickle down. I believe this world is in the state it's in because of y'all dumbos, okay? You shouldn't be in the state it's in because of men. It ain't like I got anything against them. I'm living in this turmoil because of men. I mean, y'all running the whole world, dumb men. So I have a problem with that. I mean, I'm not one of these sisters that hate dudes and hate brothers and gay and all that. Like, nah, I'm not that girl. I actually love men, to be honest with you. I love y'all so much. I just feel sorry for you. I really do. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad my son's not like that. I made sure my son was not. My son is smart as hell, and he knows these scriptures. My son would never be talking that dumb mess. Actually, when I used to be, every show I do, I talk to him about it. I'd be like, yo, did you check out my show? Go check out my show and hear what I was saying. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I've been doing this for years, and Dante sometimes would be right in the living room, and I'd be like, he's dumb. I'd be going off. He'd be like, yo. But he'd be debating with his friends, too. So I don't think he does it now. He's modeling all that. But he was doing what I was doing. We was both defending this Bible. So I don't hate men. I love my son. Like I said, the men that I keep around me, it's not dumb. I can't be around them if they was dumb. I try to make sure the company I keep, because I can't really be around dumb people. I'm a little bit introverted because of that. And, you know, then you get people, oh, you think you know it all. No, I don't think I know it all. You're just dumb. Like, I don't like that. When people are like, oh, you think you know it all, then I feel like I can't be me because they dumb. They can't fall. You know what I'm saying? So I just rather just be it, you know, to myself. But I actually love men. I really do. I just feel sorry for y'all. And I feel sorry for the girls that got to be with y'all. I do. Oh, hell no. He said Jesus did not die on the cross. Are these mutants or are these real dudes? They can't be. Are these mutants? Because I do am Facebook friends with a lot of mutants. I think this is a mutant. Ain't no way. He said Jesus did not die on the cross. Jesus is the Antichrist. Wow. Jesus did not die on the cross. It's what, wow. Y'all see them? Are y'all getting this? Don't you ever open your mouth again. This ain't God. Give me my house and I'm ready. You're going to have to be ready for that. Are you ready for that? I mean, bound for divorce. And don't even stay in touch after divorce. Like, Myrick Terry says, from lamb to lion, Jesus the man, yes. Used to. Alonzo Terrell Martin says, who is they? It is his question for Tyree. Jesus did not die. Oh my God. He's malfunctioning. It's like he's like a skip CD, just skipping. He's a mutant. Larry Bush says she thinks Adam was first man. Oh man. Hi, listen. First of all, Larry, don't do that. Don't say what I think the first man is, okay? Because I did not tell you what I think the first man is. Okay? Tyreek says, LOL. Uncle said, no, he didn't. He was lynched on a tree. Wow. Correct. Wow. We got a cheerleader. That's why I'm saying she's silly. Jesus was lynched on a tree. Girls, are y'all getting this? Do me a favor, girls. Make sure your sons, maybe we can stop that generational stupidity. Make sure your sons, you know, ma'am, don't carry that same false doctrine. Like when he talked, like, don't disrespect his dad, but be like, you got to break that generational stupidity. Seriously. I'm not even kidding. Larry Bush says she needs a husband with wisdom and understanding. Right. Yeah, I would love that. That's what I was waiting for. Yeah. Yeah. Is there anybody left? Y'all falling. Only for that dumbness. The law is not fulfilled until heaven and earth pass. I gotta address this one. As dumb as a comment as it is. What in the hell do you mean by the law is not fulfilled until heaven and earth pass? You meant to say the scriptures are not fulfilled. Don't confuse the law with the scriptures. Two different things. The law is in the scriptures, but the law and scriptures is two different things. The law and the scriptures are two different things. Don't confuse the law with the scriptures, because there's law and then there's the scriptures. Okay? Okay. Alonzo says, wow. Tyreek, she do. Do what? Need one of y'all dumbos? Daniel says, first of all, people need to do more research and you will discover that you are only reading bits and pieces of information, the Holy Bible, that the Catholic Church put together. Oh, hell. They still think the Catholic Church put the Bible together? Really? When the oldest Bible was in Ethiopia, you still think that? Aw. Blessed. Aw. Alonzo says, African customs, you call it voodoo. Wow. Oh, you do voodoo? It's African customs to you. Right. Ladies, y'all getting this? Y'all getting this? Voodoo with African customs? Y'all getting this, ladies? I hope y'all getting this. Courtney Thompson. Daniel, the church never decided on a canon. Have you read Michael J. Kruger? Oh, hell. I ain't reading that whack scriptures you posting with the wrong names. I'm not doing it. Unk. Who's that, Unk? Yeah, I'm not doing that. You got these Egyptian Kemets and stuff. They could be coming in here and that's what they do all day long. They go to and fro. That's what they do. They go to and fro. To and fro. They go to and fro. They just stop here because they don't get that word. They need the word too. I will not have you ignorant on my Facebook page. I won't allow it. Alonzo says, where did the name Jesus come from? Oh, come on, y'all, with these baby ABCs and all that. They may be alluded. Jesus, okay, let me. God says be ready with an answer. Boo-boo. Jesus is the translated, the English translated version to Yeshua. Okay? Okay. Let me say that again. Jesus is the translated version of Yeshua. Okay? Oh, my battery died. Too bad. Okay. So for those that are on the line, this phone battery is about to die as well. Obviously, I'm going to do a part three. And this time I'm not going to take comments at the beginning of the show. It never works when I do that. I don't know why I started doing that. But thank you so much, guys, for joining. I really, really appreciate it. If there's anybody out there that could identify with what was discussed so far, and even though we didn't get really in-depth about Jesus being God or not, what we did do was cover false doctrine, which to me is more important than anything. So I hope I was able to at least clear up some of that for you. So if you felt something during the show and you want more or you would like to learn more about Jesus and God or you feel a pull, it's very, very simple. All you do is hit a reset button and you say, Father in heaven, I believe that you are God and that Jesus is your son. I believe that Jesus died for my sins and that after 3 days he arose from the dead. Today I make a quality choice to turn from my past ways. Jesus, I ask you to please forgive me of my sins, and I invite you to come into my heart to be Savior and Lord of my life. Make something new of me. I want to fully understand my responsibility and authority as your child. Thank you for salvation and for the promise of abundant life, spiritually, physically, economically, and socially. Father, I purpose to give your name the praise and the honor and the glory with my words and with my life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. If you said that for the first time, you are an official believer. Welcome to the kingdom. It's a royal priesthood. Over and out.